Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mount Holmes boys trailing Marion 35-12. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, congratulations on this victory, 52-45 over Marion to complete the season sweep over the Lady Patriots.
That's a big, big win for us. You know, here there's not very many people that have beat Marion here, and that was a huge win for our basketball team, and really puts us in good shape as far as, you know, trying to reach that goal of making the playoffs. No matter how you make it, just get on the bracket and see what happens from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, second quarter, I don't think you could have asked for a better second quarter. They score the first point of the quarter on a free throw, and then you reel off the next 12.
I thought that Kate Gilbert came in the game.
And, absolutely.
And just gave us tremendous energy and just played big time. And, you know, you can't really run an offense against Marion. You absolutely just cannot run an offense with the way they just scramble around and trap and gap, yeah, and just play like their hair's on fire. And Kate just played. I mean, you just play, and we tried to tell all of them, just play. And they did, and Kate attacked, and not only did she attack, but we just kind of started saying, look, guys, let Kate just attack, and you play off Kate. And she, you know, she's kind of, to me, you've got to have that spark plug coming off the bench. And when we looked at her statistics when she started compared to when she came off the bench, her number, you know, there's something about her that just keeps her going. And
yeah.
And that's an important role to have. And I'm not saying it'll stay the same all year. I don't know. You know, I'm going to always do what's best for us. But that's kind of a role she's taken ownership of. And it's a big role. It's a huge role. And, man, she was good tonight. And the other girls played off of her. And I tell you what was really cool was not only her, but Emily Payne hit some huge shots for us tonight and played well. And am I right that how many turnovers did you have us for?
Three.
Wow. That's unbelievable that we only had three turnovers against that team, pressing and trapping all over the floor. And that's tremendous credit to all of our kids. And, you know, Annie Grace Foreman had to guard number 10, who is one of the best players in the state, and Joy Montgomery. And that takes a lot out of a kid defensively to have to run through screens and chase that kid around and block her out. And you know, I'm not sure there's anybody in the state that can guard her like Anna Grace. And then you look at the job that the two-headed monster, Kyra Penn and Addison Yates, and the job they did on guarding double zero.
McAdory, yeah.
And, you know, I think that it goes Joy Montgomery and then McAdory, and then you've got number three, Milo, and then number 23. And I think it goes in that order. And then you got to give the other guards, Emma and those other guards, credit for the defensive job they were doing as far as helping and guarding their other players. And, you know, 52 points, that we're going to win a lot of games when we score 52 points. And, you know, Marion, they didn't just play awful tonight. We had to play well. And it was a big, big,
well, they
big
definitely played better than they did at the hangar.
They did. And, you know, if you can keep them from getting out in transition, and that's what we want to do. They got loose a few times tonight, but our half-court defense was very, very good, and I'm so proud of all of our kids. And, you know, I hope that I'm sitting here trying to think and hoping I don't miss anybody, but it was just all 12 players. I mean, all 12 of them, and it meant as much to the other guys that didn't play as it did to those that did play. And really happy locker room. I got doused with some water when I walked in the door.
And, oh, no kidding?
You know, and I don't mind at all. I don't mind at all. I'm really happy for them. And, you know, I don't think anybody thought that our kids were going to be in second place right now in the league. I think we're tied with Jonesboro, but still you're there. And I'm just –
yeah.
I really don't have the words. I'm just really proud.
Well, real quickly, let's talk about this Nelton team that you're going to be playing on Friday. Of course, we saw firsthand in Jonesboro how tough they really are.
They're phenomenal, and they're ranked number one in the state for a reason. And it's been funny for us, you know, how our conference schedule is. You know, Marion and Nelton are very similar, but Nelton's just so much more physical.
Yeah.
And at their place, you know, they were physical, and we let them be physical, and so did the officials. And, and we gotta put our big girl pants on, and we gotta be able to, you know, not get our lunch money taken away from us like we did over there.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot from that game. Our kids learned a lot, and we're looking forward to that game Friday night. We really are. I mean, that's a good team. I mean, well coached, number one in state for a reason. You know, we don't. That's a great thing about coaching at Mountain Home and playing at Mountain Home is night in, night out, you better be ready to go because you're going to play some real talent and some really good basketball teams night in, night out. And I don't know that, you know, that us as coaches or our players would want it any other way.
Yeah. Well, Dale, again, congratulations on this win and good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Matt.
That was the Mountain Home girls basketball coach, Dale Laird. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary for both teams in this boys game. Right now, Mountain Home being led by Talon Benton with 5 points, 3 for Brandon Morris, and 2 each for Wyatt Gilbert and Hunter Bashirs. As for Marion, they've got one player already in double figures, as Keyshawn Woods with 11 points, 8 for Tristan Heyman, including 6 of 6 from the free throw line. 6 points so far for Timothy Caesar, 3 each for Makai Boyce and Darius Waterford, and 2 points apiece for Dietrich Reeves and for Timothy Scott. So far, Mountain Home with 6 turnovers in this game, and Marion with 3. One tie in this game, that was at 2-all, and since then, it's pretty much been all Marion from there. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show.
I just want to say, I think the only kid I didn't mention was Peyton.
Peyton Husky.
The 7 that played, and just she's, you know, you can't stat things that a really good senior guard brings to the floor, and yeah, she did a great job tonight as well.
Absolutely. Well, so again, we're going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Marion leading Mountain Home 35-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.